My husband said I had to use birth control. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pearl, our family is in despair. I have stood on the promises of God against all counsel, and it appears it was not enough. I have 6 children and 1 on the way. My husband told me if I got pregnant again, he would leave me, and I would never hear from him again. I guess he meant it. We've not heard from him for 3 months, and he left us without any means of support. My oldest 2 boys were caught stealing bad magazines at the local country store last night. They're only 10 and 11 years old. This is not the first time the boys have been in trouble with the law. Since the Child Protection Services got involved, the neighbors have come forward complaining about my other children running wild and unsupervised. It is just because I homeschool. It's like the devil will not be satisfied until he steals them away. I thought my husband was a good man when we married. He worked hard and went to church and loved choir. I was careful to marry a man whom my parents approved of. Right from the first, he said he only wanted 2 kids at the most. He's not very tolerant and cannot stand noise or mess. It was fine with me until I heard from the Lord in the sweetest way about how precious little children are to the Lord. I knew I could not use birth control anymore when I learned how many of the so-called birth controls cause murder. I begged my husband to listen to the Lord and consider his seed, but every time I got with child, he seemed more distant and remote. He went for months without having intercourse with me, and I think he just did not want another child. How could a man who says he is saved leave his own family? I love all my sweet babies. I truly believe my husband would repent. I need help. Except for the state, I have no income and no one to protect me and my precious children. Where do I go from here? How can God have forsaken us? All I ever wanted to do was obey Him. Please pray for us. If you have any counsel or place where we could go to find a sure refuge, please write me soon. Diana. The Question of Birth Control. God tells us in 1 Timothy 5:14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. It is clearly the will of God for young women to get married and have children. There's nothing more precious to my husband and me than our 5 children. They are all married adults and are now having their own children. When I hear little feet running in the house and then hear the glad call, Big Papa, Mama Pearl, my heart just melts with joy and gladness. When I see my children carefully training their little ones to cheerfully obey, or when I see the light in their eyes as they hand me their newest baby, it stirs a deep well of pleasure. God tells us in 3 John 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I hope all my children have a house full of children. My husband says, I would like to hold 40 grandchildren on my lap before I become just an occasional memory in a $3 picture album. We have noticed that big families are more likely to produce children who are emotionally stable and less self-centered, with a better than average probability of growing up to be dependable, balanced adults. The most selfish people I have known were an only child or a last child who came along 10 years behind the other children and grew up like an only child. I know that I grew as a person with the birth and training of each of my children. The burden of caring for a child, worrying, praying, and training them will cause maturity in young mothers and fathers. Without children, teenage brides often remain immature, with little thought about the needs of others. Husbands and wives are not always in agreement on the issue of family size. Sometimes, as in the letter above, husbands express to their wives that they do not want to have a great number of children. His wife takes what she sees as the high ground in believing that using birth control, a form that does not abort a fertilized egg, or spacing their children through careful planning, is not trusting God. When Eve sinned, God cursed her with multiplied conception, having more babies more often, with a few miscarriages along the way. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Genesis 3:16. Diana refused to follow her husband's leading, essentially becoming the head of the household on this one issue. When a woman takes what she believes is the high ground, as Eve did, and disobeys her husband, that woman is blaspheming, speaking evil of, the Word of God. There's no command in Scripture concerning family size, only the strong promise of God to bless the man whose quiver is full of children. God clearly states that the man is the head and that a woman is to submit to her own husband. I have no answer for Diana, whose husband left her with an overflowing quiver of children to rear alone. There is no sure refuge for all the families who have split over this issue. And judging from the vast amount of letters like this that we receive, there are many. I can only tell her that God did not forsake her. She forsook God, His written word, and His clearly spelled out plan for a woman. This is what happens when the word of God is blasphemed. On occasion, it will be the wife who hesitates having more children. She is usually concerned with her health. This issue looms large in a woman's mind, but is really minor compared to eternal issues. In any event, the answer is still the same. The husband is the head. He decides, although the woman is free to appeal, not nag, to her husband to reconsider. A woman stands before God for her willingness to honor her husband. A man's place is one of much greater gravity. He will stand before God for the way he has led his family and the decisions he has made. Be thankful you are a woman with an uncomplicated, clear-cut command.